Poll results in USA Today report that when adults were asked the question, what would you ask a God or supreme being if you could get a direct and immediate answer? The number one response, 34% of respondents asked, what's my purpose here? Number two, will I have life after death? The third question adults would ask is, why do bad things happen? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
A recent survey reveals that many Americans are wrestling with the question, what is the purpose of my life? It's the same question asked the first time a man or woman looked at the starry sky and wondered, is there any meaning in one puny person in the expanse of the universe? For all of our modern technology and sophistication, we haven't solved the basic human questions of what is the purpose and value of each human life. To put it another way, just who are you? If you were to define what makes you, you, how would you answer? What kind of list would you make in order to define who you are? Your gender, your age, your job, how much money you make? I once read of a young person who was popular, a good athlete, an accomplished scholar, who committed suicide. The note he left explained that he never felt he could be good enough. It seems that Henry David Thoreau's observation that most people live lives of quiet desperation is all too true. How many times have you thought, if I could just have more money, or be better looking, or have the right career, or be married to a different person, then my life would have purpose? Where would you even start to discover the purpose for your life? Can it be found in psychological testing or philosophy? Aptitude tests might help you discover your abilities. Personality tests might help you discover unique aspects of who you are. But the social sciences can't explain why. Western society claims to have its roots in Christianity. Yet the last place many people search to find purpose in life, the answer to why, is the Bible. For many, the Bible is a collection of ancient myths with little relevance to the postmodern world. You may be surprised to find many of the answers you've been looking for are contained in the pages of this very relevant book. The complexity and interdependency of nature around us, the miracle of life itself, reveals a life giver, a creator. Would it make sense that a brilliant life giver would create intelligent beings without purpose? The question of why was I born can ultimately only be answered by the creator of life. The answers lie in the Creator's life instruction book, the blueprint of how human life is supposed to function. It's called the Bible. The Bible doesn't give us exact age of the universe. It doesn't give details of past ages of time and creation. It does reveal a special creation with a special purpose. The first book of the Bible is Genesis, simply meaning beginning. The first sentence is, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." Then he created a very unique biological being called man. Genesis 2:7 states, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Does this mean that humankind is just another biological animal, different in form, but essentially the same as a chimpanzee or other higher mammal? The theory of evolution would bring us to that conclusion, but evolution doesn't explain the obvious differences between humanity and other higher forms of animals. How do we explain the human ability to create music and art, to perform geometry, develop architecture, to create complex forms of communication? A slug or a spider is driven entirely by instinctive behavior. The more complex the life form, the more learning is an aspect of their experience. Yet, the behavior of even the highest form of animals are primarily instinctive. This isn't true of humanity. Mortimer J. Adler, in his book 10 Philosophical Mistakes, makes the point that if we compare other animals with man, quote, a radical difference appears. In the strict sense of the term instinct, the human species has no instincts, no innate performed patterns of behavior. We have a small number of innate reflexes, only some of which are congenital. We also have what might be called instinctual drives or impulses. And carrying out these impulses, members of the human species behave in a wide variety of ways. They do not all manifest a single pattern of behavior, such as we find in all members of a particular species of bee, ant, or termite. Now think about it. This ability to reason and make complex decisions and choose various courses of actions makes us, human beings, infinitely different than any other biological animal on the earth. Can these differences simply be explained by the size of our brain or complexity of our nervous system? The scientific facts prove that there isn't a sufficient difference in the quality or quantity of the human brain to explain the vast differences in function. Some mammals actually have a larger brain than the average man or woman. The difference between other mammals and human beings, the ability to reason, to create, to communicate emotions, to experience love and empathy, are all aspects of what we call the mind. The human mind can function without the physical brain, yet it's not dependent upon a superior biology. The mind is what sets us apart from all other physical life forms on this planet. Hungarian-born Joseph Kovács was only 15 when he was sent to a Russian prison. He spent 4 years in a bleak and meaningless world. Kovács describes his experiences as, when I look at the months, the years, they were empty. There's nothing in terms of thinking, of planning, of remembering the past or planning for the future. It felt almost as though I was hibernating. Joseph Kovács was later moved to a gulag that contained a small library. Reading opened his mind to possibilities of ideas, concepts, creativity. When he was finally released from the Soviet prison, Kovács moved to the United States, where he attended the University of Chicago. In the landmark PBS series, The Mind, Joseph Kovács concluded, "Ultimately, it is our mental apparatus, our capacity to think, our capacity to deal with ideas, our capacity to find unities, coherences, and variations. That's what makes us human. We have a way of creating worlds for ourselves in our heads and sharing those worlds," unquote. So how do we account for these differences? If it's not biology, what is it? Returning to the Bible, as the Creator's instruction book in life, we discover a remarkable statement in Genesis 1:26-27. "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female, he created them." Here is startling information from the pages of the Bible. Humanity, male and female, is created in the image of God. Obviously, humanity is different than the Creator in many ways, but how are we like God? What does it mean to be in His image? How does this relate to why human beings are different than other animals? We'll discuss these important questions right after this message.
It seems like my life is out of control. I'm trying to hold down a job, rush the kids to soccer practice, and make ends meet. To think of all the dreams I had when I was young.
I thought that when I got to a certain age, I'd finally feel successful. But they keep changing the rules. I don't even know how to define success anymore.
I try hard in school and go to church every week, but I still don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Sometimes I think, just have fun, because who knows what will happen tomorrow.
What is your destiny? Why do you exist? Is there a reason, a purpose for your life? These are the questions all of us ask. Where do we go for the answers? Here is a free booklet that can help you understand what the Bible says about your present and future. What is Your Destiny? Explains why God created humanity and the awesome purpose of life. To get your free copy of What is Your Destiny, call 1-800-966-9232. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
Are you nothing more than a highly developed animal? Of all physical creatures on the earth, human beings are truly unique. What gives us this uniqueness? Why is humanity different than any other animals in intelligence and creativity? What gives us the ability to make reasoned choices instead of being controlled by instinct? Consider some of the ways in which mankind is unique. Self-consciousness and intelligence. The quality of the human mind gives us capacity for reasoned thought. Instinct isn't the driving force that determines our behavior. A lion will instinctively kill an antelope when hungry. A human being can choose what food to eat or even choose to eat vegetation only. We possess a need to search for meaning in our personal lives, as well as meaning in human life as a whole. Libraries are filled with books by authors searching for purpose in life. Every human culture produces its own religions, myths, and philosophies in search of meaning. We even have a need to search for meaning and purpose in suffering. It isn't enough for human beings to accept suffering. Even the youngest mind wants to know why the pet dog died or why God allows people to get sick. Which leads us to another unique human trait, capacity for empathy and sharing another's suffering. How about our ability to think and plan in time? It's an amazing aspect of the human mind to think in terms of past, present, and future. It's hardly relevant to the family cat to pull out the pictures of last year's vacation or plan out the dinner menu for next week. Our capacity for historical comprehension and communication is truly amazing. Ask 100 people if they believe Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States, and they will all agree. But how many of us have actually met Abraham Lincoln? Yet, we accept his existence and the existence of history before our birth as real as the reality of this moment. Because of this, we have aspirations to achieve, set goals, and organize in time references. When was the last time you saw a gorilla or chimp open his calendar and make an appointment? This leads us to the ability to conceive of one's own death and the need to find meaning in death. From the great Egyptian pyramids to modern funeral ceremonies, we are ever searching for meaning in death. We are ever searching for a hope of an afterlife. These concepts are foreign to any other animals. Oh, we could talk about concepts of humor, appreciation of beauty, development of art, music, and literature, the creative aspects of the mind. And most importantly, human beings have the ability to appreciate morality, that there is a choice between inherently right and inherently wrong behavior. We have a capacity for a relationship with God. The Creator isn't someone who left us stranded to work out life for ourselves, but someone we can come to actually know in a relationship. We've already discussed how the actual physical composition or difference in brain size between the highest form of animals and mankind can explain the vast qualitative difference in functions. So what creates this difference? Once again, we return to the Bible. In the Genesis creation account, we see that God made all animals according to its kind. But man was created in the image and likeness of God. Creativity, positive emotions, logic, love, abstract thought, communication skills, these are all aspects of the mind of the Creator. These are ways in which we are created in His image. Mankind and animals are both living souls or beings. Both are subject to death, the cessation of life. The difference is that man possesses a non-physical component called a spirit that imparts individuality, intellect, creativity, emotions, and personality. Notice what is said about this spirit in man in another book of the Bible, in Job chapter 32, verse 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. One of the biblical prophets, Zechariah, declares that God forms the spirit of man within him. At death, this spirit returns to God. The writer of Ecclesiastes poetically declares, "Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden pitcher is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." The Bible reveals the mystery science can't solve. Humankind are physical, chemical beings with a non-biological component, a spirit, a mind that is in a very limited way like the mind of the Creator. Then, if human beings are like God in so many astonishing ways, why can't we solve our own problems? Why are human beings capable of writing inspiring music and also capable of committing terrible crimes against each other? How is it that we are capable of such genius as harnessing the atom and such evil as to turn that power into a destructive bomb? Here is the great dilemma of the human spirit. The capability of beauty, love, self-sacrifice, of writing great literature, building the computer, designing incredible machines. And at the same time, we produce war, poverty, crime. We research into the intricate human body and create medicines that heal, and at the same time produce nerve gas that will kill. We can send a rocket to the moon, or send a rocket with enough explosives to the other side of the earth to destroy an entire city. Now, if mankind was made in the image of God, who reveals himself in the Bible as loving, kind, and merciful, then why are we so filled with hatred, violence, and selfishness? The answers lie in the choices you and I make every day. What is our future? What is your destiny? Well, we'll take a look at good and evil and how that comprises human nature right after this message.
What is your destiny? Why do you exist? Is there a reason, a purpose for your life? These are the questions all of us ask. Where do we go for the answers? Here is a free booklet that can help you understand what the Bible says about your present and future. What is your destiny? Explains why God created humanity and the awesome purpose of life. To get your free copy of What is Your Destiny, call 1-800-966-9232. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headlines.
Why were you born? What is your purpose? We've been discussing the vast differences between the instinct of the highest forms of mammals and the human mind. Humanity is capable of awesome intellect, positive and creative and emotional experiences. The Bible reveals that these differences are due to a non-biological component called the spirit in man. Because of the spiritual aspect of human nature, we are in a limited image and likeness of the Creator. But if we are in the image and likeness of the Creator, why are we capable of such evil? How can we explain the Holocaust, the killing fields of Bosnia, the drive-by shooting that doesn't even rate a front-page headline anymore? Something is missing. In the biblical Genesis, in the beginning, we find the root cause of humanity's evil. The first three chapters of Genesis tell of a time when God formed a special creation, physical creatures with mind. These first humans, Adam and Eve, were given freedom to choose either what the Creator would tell them about life or a way simply called the knowledge of good and evil. They chose the knowledge of good and evil. Rather than relying on God to show them the right way to live, they chose to rely on themselves. They set out on a course that is a mixture of good and evil. God told Adam and Eve that once they started on the course of self-determination, that they would suffer death. Evil, or what the Bible calls sin, brings about death. Human history is a story of good and evil, of incredible potential and incredible failure. It is also a story of death. It seems that humanity's destiny is to struggle, suffer, and eventually die. Central to the Christian religion is the belief that Jesus of Nazareth was the Son of God, who took humanity's death penalty upon himself. There is another teaching about his coming that is many times ignored in religious circles. Jesus Christ didn't just come to die for the sins of mankind, but to supply the missing ingredient in mankind himself. On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus told his disciples he would send them another helper. The Apostle Paul, writing in the 1st century A.D., wrote to a Christian congregation in the Greek city of Corinth. In this biblical letter called 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about the missing ingredient that keeps humanity from being able to solve our own problems. He writes in 1 Corinthians 2:6-9, quote, "We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Now let's notice verses 10 through 11. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God, except the Spirit of God. Here Paul writes that mankind knows the things of mankind, reason, creativity, mathematics, because of the Spirit in man. We know that this Spirit is what makes us have similarities to God and gives us the ability to have a relationship with Him. But Paul also shows that to really understand the spiritual nature of God, we must receive another Spirit, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the missing ingredient in humanity. This is why we can become both good and evil without the wisdom to always see and choose the good. Human nature, which has become a mixture of both good and evil, must be molded into the divine nature. At the beginning of the program, we asked the question, what is the purpose for your life? From the Bible, we've been able to see that the Creator made physical, chemical human beings, beings who are far superior to animals because of the unique mental and emotional abilities made possible through a non-physical component called the spirit of man. This is what we generally refer to as the mind. Humankind chose to participate in both good and evil. Not just Adam and Eve, but every human being that has ever lived except one. The result is that every human being is suffering and will die. Jesus Christ came to pay the death penalty for evil. He also came to make available to people the Spirit of God, the healing missing ingredient that will recreate corrupt human nature into divine nature. If God is restoring humanity, what is He restoring us to? The answer to this question is the answer to what is your future. What awaits individuals who want to become part of the solution? What awaits those who are willing to be changed from corrupt human nature to become partakers of the divine? Once again, we return to the Bible, the New Testament writings of the Apostle Paul, to find the answer. He writes in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." You see, the purpose for humanity is to become the children of God. The purpose for your life is more than making money, or having the right house, or buying the right clothes. As the children of God, we become heirs. Now, heirs of what? God says that He will send Jesus Christ back to this earth to restore His kingdom. Jesus is said to be heir of all that is God's. Children of God are joint heirs of Jesus, of all things. This is the potential of every human being. To be heir of all things with Jesus Christ at His return. But this isn't just a future promise. God says that you can have a father-child relationship with Him now. You can have a brother-sister relationship with Jesus Christ right now. There are real solutions to your problems. There is hope. There is good news in the midst of all the bad. Tune in next time to discover more about your life and your future. For the good news, I'm Gary Petty.
It seems like my life is out of control. I'm trying to hold down a job, rush the kids to soccer practice, and make ends meet. To think of all the dreams I had when I was young.
I thought that when I got to a certain age, I'd finally feel successful. But they keep changing the rules. I don't even know how to define success anymore.
I try hard in school and go to church every week. But I still don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Sometimes I think, just have fun, because who knows what will happen tomorrow.
What is your destiny? Why do you exist? Is there a reason, a purpose for your life? These are the questions all of us ask. Where do we go for the answers? Here is a free booklet that can help you understand what the Bible says about your present and future. What is your destiny? Explains why God created humanity and the awesome purpose of life. To get your free copy of What is Your Destiny, call 1-800-966-9232. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.